Okay, let's review Yumad Daf Yud Beis. The Daf starts off with a discussion whether Yerushalayim was ever Nischalka L'Shvatim, meaning it was divided between the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin, or was really just shared by everybody and was never Nischalka L'Shvatim. The Gemara points out it's a machlokas really between two brisos, because one briso says, Mahaya B'chelka Shal Yehuda, the Harabayas Lishchos Azaros, Chelka Shal Binyamin had the Ulam, the Heichal Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, and there was a Ritzua that went out from the Chelik of Yehuda and it went into the Chelik of Binyamin, and that's where the Mizbeach was built, etc. So you see that that brisa holds that it wasn't nischalik l'shvatim. On the other hand, we have another brisa that the Gemara quotes that makes it very clear that it was not nischalik l'shvatim. So it seems to be a machlokas between two brisos, a machlokas in Tanaim. The Gemara then discusses that even a Beis HaKnesses to Kfarim is not metame b'negayim because it's not miyuchad lo. So even though we tried to suggest as one of the three answers at the end of yesterday's daf to the question of if you need a bash or lo habayis, misha miyuchad lo, yatsu elin shein miyuchad lo, so how could a Beis HaKnesses ever be metame b'negayim? A Beis HaKnesses is not, we have a brisa that says that it's not metame b'negayim. So one of the answers is the difference between Beis HaKnesses to krachim, which doesn't belong to anybody, and Beis HaKnesses to kfarim, where you do have identifiable owners, and therefore would be metame b'negayim. So the Gemara now rejects that and says, no, a Beis HaKnesses to kfarim does not have identifiable owners because it doesn't have an individual owner, and therefore it's not metame b'negayim. So we go back, we retract on that answer. The Gemara then goes on to bring up three opinions of how the backup Kohen Gadol was anointed after the if he first comes into play after the Tumah Shel Shachar was brought. If he comes in before the Tumah Shel Shachar was brought, it's no problem. You just do Riboy B'Gadim. What if it's after the Tumah Shel Shachar was brought? So the Gemara says, Amar Vada Barava Ba'Avnet. He puts on the special Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, which on Yom Kippur was different than the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot. So the Gemara says, that works great if you actually hold that. But if you hold that, the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was also made out of linen. So then how does it work? So Amar Abaye, second answer, he puts on all Shemona Begadim and he does some sort of minor avodah, and that does it. Third possibility of Papa says that avodasa mechan chasa, that just like we have a din by klei shares that doing the avodah itself will make them kadosh, so too by the Kohen Gadol we could have such a concept, avodasa mechan chasa. Then the Gemara discusses that a Kohen Gadol during the year wore an avnate made of shatnas, and that's pashut. On Yom Kippur it's pashut that he wore an avnate of linen. The whole machlokas is, what does a Kohen Hedyot normally wear? Does a Kohen Hedyot normally wear klayim, or does a Kohen Hedyot normally wear linen? And we're also as machlokas what we can do with the dalad begadim that are worn by the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. So they have to go into Kneza, that when we say that you put them down there by Yanach Sham, so that they just stay there and they have to be put into Kneza, maybe they can be used for a Kohen Hedyot throughout the year, or maybe no, maybe they can only be used for a Kohen Gadol on a future Yom HaKippurim, but they don't have to be put in Kneza, and they cannot be used for a Kohen Hedyot throughout the year. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses when the first Kohen Gadol returns, what happens to the backup Kohen Gadol? Meaning, if there was a psul and they appointed another one in his place, Rishon is Chozer LaAvodaso, so now what happens to the second guy, to the backup? So Remeir holds Sheni Kol Mitzvos Kohuna Gadola Olav, that he has all the status of Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi says Sheni Ein Roy Lo LeKohen Gadol V'Lo LeKohen Hedyot. He doesn't get to be either one. He cannot be a Kohen Gadol, nor can he be a Kohen Hedyot. And he backs it up with this story where they appointed another Kohen Gadol in place of the Kohen Gadol who had a psul, and the Chacham said Sheni Ein Roy Lo LeKohen Gadol V'Lo LeKohen Hedyot. He can't be Kohen Gadol, because it's going to cause Eva, it's going to cause animosity between the two Kohanim Gadolim, and he can't be a Kohen Hedyot, because Malin Bekodesh Velo Maridin, so we can't put him back into a position of a Kohen Hedyot. The Gemara actually paskins that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that he cannot be either one, but Rabbi Yossi would still agree on two points. First of all, if he does the Avodah is kosher, so he still really technically has the status of a Kohen, so if he does the Avodah is kosher, and also, Moda Rabbi Yossi, if the first Kohen dies, then there's no longer a concern of Eva, so Chozer LaAvodaso, he can then go back to his regular Avodah.